This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
It was a close race, but Chicago has elected a new mayor. Brandon Johnson has gone from being a little-known Cook County commissioner to mayor-elect of the country's third-largest city. He won with 51% of the vote over former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has been covering the runoff. She joins me now to go through the results from yesterday's race. Mariah, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
And it was a nail-biter of an evening. What is behind Brandon Johnson's victory?
So he really got to this victory with unions. You know, think about it this way. Vallis had $19 million, and you and I saw that being spent in all these different ads, TV ads. Johnson had about half of that amount, and he won without really being widely known at the beginning of this race compared to Vallis. So in many ways, you could say that the odds have been against Johnson all along, but what he did have was the organizational support of the government unions, like the teachers union. You know, these are unions that know how to win elections. They've been here before, and he listed several different unions that got him here in his speech to supporters.
To the CCTU, to the IFT, the AFT, the UWF, because make no mistake about it, Chicago is a union town.
Johnson is a former teacher. He's currently employed by the Chicago Teachers Union. And this is a massive win for the CTU that has tried unsuccessfully multiple times until last night to get their own candidate in the mayor's office.
How does Johnson now start to appeal to the people who did not get him here, knowing that half of Chicago's electorate didn't vote for him?
Yeah, he started his speech acknowledging that very fact. He's saying, you know, he's going to be a mayor for everyone. He spent a fair bit of time offering an olive branch without really naming groups like the Chicago Police Union that backed his opponent. But then he moved on, and his focus from there really was doubling down on his progressive bona fides, you know, essentially saying he will be the working man's mayor. If there's one thing I take away from the kind of mayor Johnson is promising to be, you know, it's that he's centering his mayoralship on wage workers in his vision for the future of the city. And, you know, that follows through with the kind of campaign that he's ran.
Do we know, did Johnson say, give any indication about what he wants to do in the weeks before he takes office in May?
You know, not really. It was a really rousing speech. You could tell he was basking in his victory. He quoted Biggie Smalls saying, you know, if you didn't know me, now you know. He's done that before. He loves that line. But as for what his transition into office looks like, Johnson seemed to be offering this utopian vision for the future of Chicago, you know, where the trains run on time, crime is down because investment in youth services is up, where schools meet the needs of students, and no one is too poor to live here, you know, a Chicago that respects workers.
Today, we celebrate the revival and the resurrection of the city of Chicago.
But, you know, Johnson faces a cold, hard reality, too. He faces a city with staggering gun violence, a school district with a massive funding cliff on the horizon, rising pension payments to the tune of $2.6 billion. You know, he has a job ahead of him without a sure path to paying for a lot of these big picture plans.
And what about Paul Vallis? He ran his campaign on the problems that the city was facing. Where does Vallis go from here?
So Vallis conceded pretty quickly, you know, maybe sooner in the evening than his supporters would have wanted, but he was very quick to shut down any boos from the crowd that they threw Johnson's way. And he acknowledged there are tough times ahead, but said, you know, he's going to support Johnson's transition to the mayor's office.
That's WBEZ city politics reporter Mariah Wolfel. Thanks, Mariah.
Thank you, Mary.